Investigators from the Pentagon and Congress are visiting Fort Stewart, Georgia this week. They're checking out complaints that soldiers receive inadequate medical care at the base. Several members of the National Guard and Army Reserve say they've been forced to wait months to see doctors. And in the meantime, they say they're housed in dirty, substandard barracks. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In Army terms, the soldiers are on medical hold. They're either sick or injured. Some were wounded in battle in Iraq. At Fort Stewart, outside Savannah, they're housed in Spartan buildings with no air conditioning, and some say their medical needs receive little attention. 21-year-old Chris Rinchich, a reservist from South Carolina, hurt his knee in Kuwait 5 months ago. Since then, he's been at Fort Stewart, living in conditions he calls disgusting.
To me, the bathrooms are just the absolute worst thing about this place. I mean, it's just leaks, water leaks everywhere. I mean, it's just nasty. I mean, it's concrete. Everything in there's concrete. I mean, we do the best we can cleaning them up, but there's only so much you can do, you know.
Since May, specialist Rinchich has been waiting for an Army doctor to perform surgery on a torn ligament. The longer he waits, he says, the worse his knee gets. But Rinchich says reservists like him are the lowest priority at Fort Stewart's Army Hospital.
When you go sign in to be seen, it's active duty, civilian, then Guard and Reserve. So Guard and Reserve do get treated secondhand as compared to active duty troops.
Rinchich is one of several reservists and National Guard members who've come forward to complain about conditions at Fort Stewart. In a United Press International story this weekend, other soldiers on medical hold said their barracks are hot, dirty, and infested with bugs. Some said they'd gone months without seeing a doctor for diagnosis or treatment. The Pentagon responded to the UPI report by launching the investigation. Army spokesman Steve Stover says an assessment team of doctors and military leaders arrived at Fort Stewart this week.
What it's looking at is basically the soldiers' living conditions, the medical hold process, the command and control, as well as the medical support. And if there are areas that need improvement, that's what the team is down there for, and that's basically what we'll push down, whether it be monies or whether it be personnel or whatever type of support they need.
Advocates for National Guardsmen and reservists say the situation at Fort Stewart illustrates what they see as a larger problem. They say members of the Guard and Reserve are playing a larger role on the battlefield, but get less respect and fewer resources than troops in the regular Army. Mike Klein heads the Enlisted Association of the National Guard of the United States, an independent Washington lobbying group.
Anytime a soldier who's injured or who's sick has to wait 5 months to get care, there's something wrong with the system. You know, our people are willing to do whatever you ask them to do. Just don't abuse us. Treat us with fairness. Treat us the same way that you'd want to be treated. Is that too much to ask?
Major Stover, the Army spokesman, says the Pentagon is committed to making sure guardsmen and reservists don't feel like second-class soldiers. He says military barracks will never be as comfortable as home, but should be as pleasant as possible. And he says Army policy mandates that members of the Guard and Reserve be treated no differently than full-time soldiers are.
I mean, I can personally say, you know, I work Army casualties for the Department of the Army. So I've worked now up to 255 soldiers who have died in Iraq. And of that, 26 were guardsmen and 19 reservists. I can honestly tell you that I don't look at them as second-class citizens, and the majority of the people don't.
Stover says the Army is expected to finish its Fort Stewart investigation this week. Meanwhile, a staff member for Missouri Senator Kit Bond also was at the base yesterday inspecting the medical hold area. Bond heads an appropriations subcommittee that deals with veterans issues. A spokesman says the senator wants to learn more about the situation at Fort Stewart and determine whether soldiers live in similar conditions at other bases. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.